Bun was more surprised than I was, or perhaps my wife, that Alan Carr's Easy Way method set me free from my 80-a-day addiction. I was so inspired that I hassled and badgered Alan Carr and Robin Haley, now chairman of Alan Carr's Easy Way, to let me get involved in their quest to cure the world of smoking. I was incredibly fortunate to have succeeded in convincing them to allow me to do so. Being trained by Alan Carr was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. To be able to count Alan as not only my coach and mentor, but also my friend, was an amazing honour and privilege. Alan Carr and Robin Haley trained me well. I went on personally to treat more than 30,000 smokers at Alan's original London clinic, and to be part of the team that has taken Alan's method from Berlin to Bogota, from New Zealand to New York, from Sydney to Santiago. Tasked by Alan to ensure that his legacy achieves its full potential, we've taken Alan Carr's Easy Way from videos to DVD, from clinics to apps, from computer games to audiobooks, to online programs and beyond. We've a long way to go, and this book will play a huge part in our quest. The honour of adding a preface at the beginning of this book has fallen to me. This preface specifically tackles the subject of e-cigarettes, and in fact, the use of all forms of nicotine. Please bear with me as you read this short but important preface. Believe me, it's important to do so, whether you're a user of e-cigarettes and other nicotine products or not. I promise to leave you in Alan Carr's safe hands after that. Like Alan and the millions of other smokers who have found it easy to quit by using his method, you can enjoy the same experience. All you have to do is open your mind and read on. Preface by John Dicey. E-cigarettes and all that. The title of this book was designed to appeal to all nicotine users. Whether you're a cigarette, cigar or pipe smoker, or a vapor user of e-cigarettes, nicotine patch wearer, nicotine gum chewer, nicotine inhaler, snus or dip user. In fact, a user of nicotine via any delivery device available. This book will set you free. If you've never vaped or used other nicotine delivery devices, you might make the mistake of thinking this preface simply doesn't apply to you. Don't. The rest of this book will enable you to find it ridiculously easy to stop smoking. You'll never have to suffer with nicotine addiction again. But to avoid falling back into the nicotine trap in the future, you must understand it completely. You're escaping from the torture of nicotine addiction, not just escaping from smoking. If you harbour thoughts that perhaps in the future you might try an e-cigarette just to see what it's like, or at some point in the future it crosses your mind to try out whatever the latest nicotine craze happens to be, you'll be susceptible to falling back into the trap. This is especially important as e-cigarettes in particular are being marketed ruthlessly across all media. One of the most powerful and influential marketing machines on the planet is ramping up its activities once again. Their target? You and your kids. One puff of a cigarette, cigar, pipe, joint with tobacco, or intake of any nicotine by any means will trap you again. Understand why you need to avoid all nicotine, and you will not only be set free forever, but you'll find it ridiculously easy to stop, and, more importantly, stay stopped. Much of the medical and anti-tobacco establishment will tell you that there's nothing to fear from the use of, for example, e-cigarettes. They've been heralded as a safer form of nicotine use, with few disadvantages. This preface will explain why that simply isn't true. Why else do you think that within a year or so of their launch, hundreds of e-cigarette users had already sought help from our clinics to escape their addiction? And why else do you think this book will be bought and read by millions of vapers worldwide? Studies are already emerging that indicate the tremendous physical harm that is caused by e-cigarettes, let alone the fact that they are already widely accepted as being a gateway into smoking for youngsters attracted by the nicotine marketing machine. Okay, so let's understand how e-cigarettes came to be supported by much of the anti-tobacco establishment. Safer nicotine delivery systems, such as e-cigarettes, were first supported by those in the medical and scientific establishment